if you want in this chair. Is there somebody in here?
I feel him right there. It's like he really doesn't come out of this room.
The spirit that lives in this room?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Charles.
Charles?
The newspaper guy.
Ask Charles if he laced up Miranda's shoe.
But did that happen in here?
What?
He's very neat and organized.
Oh. He didn't like Miranda's room.
Yeah, he seems very neat and organized, and he's really smart.
And you say somebody got shot in here?
No.
What?
Miranda's tennis shoe was laced up in here.
Oh. This was your daughter's room.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm. Can you come over here?
Come over here?
Over there.
He likes the room better now.
He does what?
He likes the room better now.
Was it messy before and he didn't like it?
He said it was very frustrating. Like, he said she was, like, amusing to watch. So he wasn't so... Like, he was entertained. But he was very frustrated. Trying to figure out why he's here.
When you refer to him as the newspaper guy, did he work for a newspaper or he read the newspapers?
No, he like worked for the newspaper somehow, like, or maybe advertised or maybe like a reporter type guy. I don't know. He's the one that wore the hat like that. Did he move stuff around a lot?
The TV was turned on a few times. The room was too cluttered to know if he moved anything.
Ah.
She had got some new tennis shoes and laced up one. Her boyfriend was here, so they were fixing to go out. She told him to lace up her other shoe while she went and took a shower. Well, he was a journalist, or he was going to ATU for sports journalism, and ESPN was on, so he got involved in watching it and didn't lace her shoe up. But when she got out of the shower and came back in here, the shoe was laced up, and he didn't do it. Does Eva come in here?
No. Mm-mm. But she sees him.
We've seen her walk across the hall from here.
Like, I see her at the door, but I don't see her coming in.
Mm-hmm. Why does she go to room 10?
10, where's that at?
Straight across the hall.
Oh. I think that she cleaned here, like cleaned up after people. And like just took care of the place.
So she worked here, but she wasn't a prostitute.
She doesn't look like it. She doesn't look like
This might be a time when it wasn't that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. Is that where her diary was?
Could be. Ask her.
Where?
Room 10.
Over there. Like, I see, like, it feels like some other girl stayed there and she was, like, friends with her or she took care of her or something.
Why'd she have to hide her diary?
Well, see, like I said, she's kind of shy and stuff, and she just didn't want anybody to know. Like, nobody knew about it. It seems like she's a really private person. I think Charles is, like, stuck in this room. Like, I don't think he can leave.
Did he die here?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Why did he come back?
So weird. I don't understand. I just feel like he wishes he could leave this room. Because he feels frustrated. But I don't have any bad feeling in here, like death. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't feel that feeling here. But I feel like he's stuck here. I kind of feel like he came here to work on his paper or his article or whatever he was doing.
Can you get him to, or can he see the EMF meter? Set it over here by her, I guess. See if she can get him to touch it.
He's very faint.
I mean, appearance-wise or his voice?
It's just hard to communicate with him. He doesn't come through as strong.
Is he not going to work with you?
He can't hear me. I'm trying to get him to hear me.
Does he see this room the way it was? I guess he sees it like it is, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I see it like how it used to be. Like, he, like, worked right here. I see lots of newspapers. Lots of papers. And I see like a desk over there. And I see lots, like it wasn't painted in here. I don't know. It just looks lots of brown.
Okay.
Like
wood. Was that wall brick?
Yeah, it just seems like bare. Like there it wasn't fixed up.
We put sheetrock on that wall. It was brick.
Yeah, it seems very, like it was very bare in here. Very simple. He's just standing over there.
By his desk?
Sort of. Like, the desk is, like, right there.
Maybe he can give you a date. If you worked on newspapers, maybe he's got a newspaper you can look at.
I feel like it was in the 20s.
1920s? Yeah?
Ask him if he knows Eva.
It's weird, like, I feel like she can see him, but he can't see her. Like, Eva's been here longer than him. So maybe that's why she can see him?
Maybe.
And he can't see her?
Because she was already a ghost when he came?
Yeah, so she could see him, because he was here a lot. But he didn't know that she was here. So, like, now... He still can't see her. And it frustrates her.
Maybe that's why she tries to get him to notice her.
He's just very faint.
Is he a strong enough image to have laced up the shoes?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was, he could, see her better because she was always here.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is, like, the first time he's seeing me, it's just, like, he's having trouble.
It's like he's shy towards you.
Yeah. He's just, I don't know, like he won't come over here.
Charles? This is the first time I've talked with you, even though you know I'm the owner of the house and Miranda's mother, which you've been with Miranda here for 6 years. Let us get to know you. Talk to us. Evidently, you like Miranda really well.
Yeah. My leg's all tingly. Please just come over here. I think I know why he's here, though. He was very, he was kind of, like, all about his job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? Like, a workaholic. And he would come here to work on his stories or whatever he did. And it's like he wasn't getting to the point, like, where he wanted to be. And I feel like he died before he could accomplish that. So it's like he's here working on a story. Like, that's what I'm getting, because
he didn't finish his story.
Yeah, he didn't finish what he needed to finish.
And he can't and leave until he does finish it.
He feels like he's not accomplished what he's always worked towards. That's why I see all the papers and all the stuff on his desk, and it looks like he's still working on it.
What kind of articles do you write?
Everything. Because he couldn't get... He's like... He had to just get any story that he could because he wasn't, like, important enough to, like, do the stories that he wanted to do kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was like he was working on something big and he couldn't finish it. I think he died of pneumonia.
But not here.
I don't think so. I think this one after he died, he came back here to finish it.
But this was where he came to retreat to work on it.
Yeah.
So this, was there a bed here?
Yeah, I see a little bed over here.
So did he live here or did he just work here?
No, I don't think he lived here, but I think he just spent a lot of time here. Like a few weeks at a time.
Oh.
Kind of thing.
So it was like a retreat.
Yeah.
Where was the newspaper that he worked for?
Van Buren or Portsmouth. He wanted to write books too, but like non-fiction books.
Ask him what his last name is.
Like, my leg is all tingly. I'm not sure.
It's going to make me search for it.
I think he was a junior. Charles Junior.
So I should be able to go to the library and look up articles.
Southwestern Times Record would be the only paper from that era.
The Press Argus Courier. Oh. Press Argus Courier.
Press Argus Courier.
Mm-hmm. I should still have
records.
Should have all that on microfilm. Mm-hmm. think they were, may not have been called that at the time. I don't think it was Southwest Times Record at that time.
Eva, like, wants me to introduce them.
She wants to see if you can get him to see her.
Yeah.
It's logical. They can both see you.
But is that something that needs to be done?
I don't know. She's like, I'm lonely.
She not come into this room?
No, she's standing at the door.
Invite her in. If he can't leave, then invite her in.
Yeah, she sees it like how it was when he was here. Now when she comes in, she's looking around.
Does he see her?
It's like he feels something. Because he's... Like, whenever she came in, I felt him turn, like, towards her. But I don't think he can really see her.
Ask her if she's been in here before.
It's kind of like she comes in from it and she leaves real quick. I think she's intimidated by guys.